各位弟兄姐妹来宾新年好。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, Happy New Year.
因为我们的那个荧幕那个有一个零件坏了，所以不能使用，就暂使用黑板。
The projector string is missing a part, so it cannot be used today, so we're using the whiteboard.
所以同时如果弟兄姐妹你有圣经的话，你可以看自己的圣经，但是上面有经文是为我们新来的福音朋友，他找不到圣经的时候，他可以看的。
If you have your own Bibles, we invite you to turn your Bibles with us. The projection here on the screen have Bible verses to the message today, and it's prepared for our friends who are here visiting with us who may not have a Bible with them.
有时候他们找不到圣经，如果你在他旁边，也可以帮助他们。我们今天是要来看诗篇八十四篇。
And then if you sit next to someone who seems to be struggling a little bit with their scripture turning, feel free to help them so that they may find their places in their Bibles. Let us turn our Bibles to Psalm 84. Everyone who lives on earth, especially those who belong to Christ, we live our lives as a pilgrim who are seeking God.
因为我们已经得救了啊，像哥林多前书讲说，我们得救成圣了，但是我们还是要倚靠神往成圣的路上来生活。
We have been saved, but we continue on a path to sanctification, and there is a path for us to take to continue allow us to be more and more sanctified.
我们得救的已经在神的国里面，但是耶稣基督再来的时候啊，那时候神国完全实现的还没有来的当中，我们也在走。
We have been saved, and we already are in the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God, as it will be presented here on earth, the time is still yet to come. And so we are, as the pilgrims, continuing forward and waiting for the coming of the kingdom of God.
神他的在救恩的启示是渐进的。
In the Old Testament, God's revelation is sequential.
我们的神是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
Our God is the God who created heavens and earth.
他把人类的未来将要发生的事情先演过一次，借着圣经还有借着以色列的历史就演过一次。
And so as he reveals his plan for the world through history, specifically through the history of the nation of Israel, God has already reenacted or rehearsed the history of the entire world through that nation.
他告诉我们亚当夏娃怎么犯罪神怎么为他们预备救恩怎么呼召亚伯拉罕怎么带领以色列人出埃及等等。
The scripture tells us how Adam and Eve were created, then how they rebelled and sinned, all the way through to how the Israelites followed the Lord, but then rebelled against God, fell into sin, and they were in bondage, they lived in Egypt, but then also how God saved them and led them out of Egypt.
同样的神在时候满足的时候差遣耶稣基督成为世人的救主来拯救我们这些罪人。
Then when time is ripe for God, he sent his son Jesus Christ into this world so that the salvation may be accomplished and that all people in this world can be saved.
然后在旧约的时代，他们有些人如何抵挡神，他们就进不到迦南地，就死在旷野，有些人就进去了。同样的，这也要演在我们这一代的人身上。有些人信了耶稣，他就进了神的国；有些人没有进去，他就得不着永生，就到地狱火湖里面去。
In the Old Testament, for the Israelites, there are those who believed in God, who had faith in God, and they were led into the promised land, in the land of Canaan. Yet there were people also who did not want to believe in God, and they were left outside of the land of Canaan. Similarly, today, there are those who would believe and have faith in God, and we would get to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and there will be people who would be left out.
所以我们看圣经的时候，就好像已经演过的历史，要再重演在我们今天的人身上一样。
So when we read the Bible, we may see it is as if modern history or the times that we live in had been already rehearsed in scripture and history.
八十四篇就是说，这些以色列人他们如何信靠神走天路的时候，也成为我们今天一个学习。
Psalm 84 is a similar depiction, but in this case, it is a depiction of the people of Israel who followed the Lord faithfully and were blessed by God. And today, similarly, we can have that experience.
让我们同声来念，你可以用英文或是中文哈。我们先来念八十四篇的第一节到第四节。
Let us read these passages together. We will read first from Psalm 84, verses 1 through 4. We will read both in, read both in Chinese and English aloud.
有包括那个小字、哦、那个可拉的后裔开始、哦、我们一同来念来。可拉后裔的诗，交与灵长，用加特乐器。万军之耶和华啊，你的愿语何等可爱！
Lord Almighty, my
soul yearns even faint.可想耶和华的殿宇，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着报雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的，变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。然后第二段是第五节。到第八节。
The second section would be from verses, from verse 5 through 8.
来，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的人，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满的泉谷。他们行走地上加利，个人到锡安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。第三段是第九节到第十二节。
And finally, the third section would be from verse 10 through 12.
来，神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good things does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty.Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。我们一同祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们在新年的第一个主日崇拜，我们要来赞美你，向你敬拜，向你感恩。
Dear Lord, on this first Sunday of this year,Thank you for giving us the privilege to come into your house to worship you and to give you thanks.
我们今天要以诗篇八十四篇里面所描述的，要向你敬拜，向你感恩。
Today we worship you and give you thanks through what is written in Psalm 84.
诗篇三十四篇里面有八十四篇里面有三个主题。
There are three themes in Psalm 84.
愿那三个主题成为我们今年。跟你所许的三个心愿。
May these three things be the three New Year resolutions we make for ourselves.
愿主你帮助我们完成我们今天在你面前的这样的喜愿。
Help us to accomplish the resolutions we make.
也愿天下的人都能认识主，能够蒙恩得救。
And our desire is the same as yours, that all menin this world would receive the salvation and be saved.
愿你赐福今天的敬拜，愿你向每一个人施恩。
Bless our worship service this morning and be gracious upon each and every one of us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
你有没有注意到这个八十四篇里面有三个有福？
Have you noticed that in Psalm 84, In three specific instances, it mentioned those who are blessed.
在八十四篇里面，十二节里面分为三段，每一段都有四节经文。
There are 12 verses in Psalm 84, and you can break them up into three sections, four verses each.
在第四节的后面有一个细拉啊，在第八节后面也有一个细拉。
At the end of verse 4, you see the word sila, and also again at the end of verse 8.
Sila 就是休息，好像乐器，他们唱诗篇是可以唱的，唱到后来那边的时候，有乐器安静的拉的时候，大家停顿一下。
Sila is a musical notation, and it means a rest, because these psalms are often written to tunes, and they can be sung, so the word sila it represents the place where they can have a rest or a pause in the singing.
84篇告诉我们啊，三个福气。
In Psalm 84, we see three distinct blessings.
第四节，住在神的殿中的人，变为有福气的人。
Verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in the house of the Lord.
因为他们要不断的来赞美神。
Because they will continue and praise God evermore.
第五节提到说，靠神有力量的人，心里向往到神那边的朝圣的大路的人，这个人就是有福气的。
Then in verse 5, blessed are those whose strength is in God and who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage as if they are on a path to see God.
第十二节告诉我们，倚靠万军之耶和华的神的人，就是有福气的人。
Then finally in verse 12, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord Almighty.
圣经讲的福气啊，跟我们中国人讲的福是不一样的。
This blessing that is in the scripture is not the conventional, or is not the same as the blessing that we conventionally understand it to be.
我们中国人到过年的时候喜欢把福字倒过来说，哦，福到了。
Especially for the Chinese, there is a practice in which we would write the word blessing, but we write it upside down and say blessing is pouring down.
那个福是一个士，表示的士哈，它再加一口甜。
A Chinese character for the word blessing is something to do with owning a piece of land for farming.
啊，有些人说我们中国人的福气啊，就是多子多孙啊，加官进禄啊。
For the Chinese, what we consider as blessing oftentimes are having many sons and daughters and also being prosperous and being elevated in the society.
你看中国的字的很奇妙，它的福气啊，说你有福，但是你也要受气，有福也有气。
And sometimes when you look at the Chinese phrase for blessing,It seems to mean that you may have blessing, but at the same time, you might also be disturbed.
多子多孙真的是福气吗？
Is it really a true blessing to have many sons and daughters?
有些人想说，哦，最有福气的人就是五代同堂啊。
Some people say, well, in the Chinese culture, if you can have five generations living in one household, that's the most blessed.
现在不要说五代同堂啊，有两代同堂三代同堂的话里面真的是气很多了。
But you look at the world today, any household that has even two or three generations living together, you would not see any blessings, you would see a lot of disturbance in that household.
所以有一个人就问说一个老人五代同堂说、hey, 你们家五代同堂的秘诀是在哪里？
So someone asked the elderly man who actually has all five generations of his household living together, and people asked him to seek wisdom.What is the secret to having five generations live together?
他说你拿笔来我写给你看。
He says, give me a pen and I will write it out for you.
他就写的100个字都是同一个字。
And he wrote 100 different characters on the piece of paper and it's of the same character.
就是心上插了一把刀。
And that is the Chinese word, put a knife above your heart.
就是忍耐的忍。
And that is the Chinese word for patience.
以前我家里有一幅、啊、他们用不同字体写的幅叫做白幅图、啊、这是白幅。
I have a poster in my household before I hung it up, and it is 100 characters of the word blessing written in different fonts.
因为我们中国字有很多叫篆体啦，每一个朝代有不同的体，它写的白，但是我还没有看到，用100个人不同的体写的，然后放在家里。
And so that is a picture. They call it the hundreds of blessings. And I've seen that poster. I have not yet seen a poster that is made of 100 different characters with the word patience on it.
圣经的福气跟我们世人的福气是永远不一样的。
The blessings that God gives us will always be different than the blessings that we think we want to have here on earth.
因为诗篇箴言告诉我们，神所加的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Proverbs tells us that when God gives us blessings, it would allow us to be abundant, yet it will not cause us worries.
84篇的第一个福提到神的圣所何等的美。能够在圣所里面进到这里面的人，这是多么有福啊
！The first blessing in verse 4 tells us, "Blessed are those who dwells in the house of God, and being in the dwelling place, the lovely dwelling place of God, is indeed a true blessing."
第二个就是说，神拯救我们以后，让我们这些弟兄姐妹是神的子民，一同走天路。这个神的带领的道路是何等的美！
The second blessing has to do with those who together are on a pilgrimage. We along with the brothers and sisters who are saved, we are on this path to see God, and being able to do so is a blessing.
因为我们的神是至善至美的神，所以可以信靠他的人是多么的有福。
Because our God is perfect and He is all good, and so those of us who are able to trust in Him are blessed.
真的吗？
So are these true?
有些人想说，就像以前我刚刚来到美国移民来的时候，人家找我们去教会，我们都不愿意去。
Well, I know that for many people, myself included, when we first came to America, many people invited us to go to church, and our reaction had always been, "No, we don't want to."
他说啊，我们就心里想说，跟他们那些朋友讲说，你知道吗？人多的地方啊，尤其是中国人多的地方，社会就多，我们怕了都不敢去。
We would tell these friends who wanted us to join the church, we tell them that any place that is a congregation of many people, of an organization, especially when the Chinese gets together, there will be a lot of problems and issues.
但是当我们信主以后才发现了，哎呀，原来来教会是多么的美。
But after we came to know the Lord, have been saved, and we are part of a church, then we truly realize what a blessing indeed this salvation is.
我们来看第84篇的第一节。
Let us look at Psalm 84, verse 1.
说万军之耶和华啊，你的居所何等的可爱。
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
第二节，我羡慕可想。耶和华的愿意，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生的神呼吁。
Verse 2, my soul yearns, even faints, for the court of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
你想想看，为什么第一节提到说神的建筑物、居所、神的会幕、神同在的地方何等可爱？他讲到地方。
Verse 1 talks about a location or a specific place in which we can be that we would be blessed.
是因为地方可爱吗？或是什么可爱呢？
Is it because the location or that particular place is pretty? Or is it something else?
是不是我们来到教会是因为这个建筑物吸引我们呢？
When we come to a church, is it because the church building attracts us?
我想不是的。
I don't think so.
第二节就提到说，因为我们的神可爱，所以他在的地方就可爱。
Verse 2 tells us, it is because God himself is lovely, therefore wherever God is, that place becomes lovely.
这个可爱哦，是叫做是叫做亲爱的，是一个表示非常亲密的意思。
The word lovely connotes the sentiment of intimacy, someone that is very dear.
就是说你跟这个对象有非常深厚的感情跟联系。
Describes a very intimate and caring relationship, close relationship between the two people.
因为我们的神吸引我们， 但是连神所在的地方的一草一木一花都在吸引我们。
Because God himself is our attraction, we are attracted to him, therefore wherever he is, and everything that is part of where he is, whether it be the plants or the structure building themselves, they become lovely to us.
就像我们啊，如果说爱一个家啊，爱一个国，你走到世界上看的好山好水，最后你还是想念家乡的一草一木一样。
It's as if we travel around the world, and yes, we do see sceneries and places that we enjoy being and looking at, but always we yearn to come back home because everything that is at home is the most dear to us.
我们的福气是因为我们跟神有非常亲密的关系而来。你看第二节。
Our blessing comes from the fact that God himself is lovely. We see that in verse 2.
他说我羡慕可想神的愿语。
He says, my soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord.
他的我地方啊，如果你看英文圣经，他就漏掉一个字，就是说我的心羡慕可想，所以神的这些愿语，属于神的一切。
It is the soul that is within me that yearns and even faints for that courts of the Lord.
然后他用了三个字，第二节用三个字，用心啊、心肠还有肉体。
Then in verse 2, he also uses two descriptions, both the heart and the flesh, that cries out for the living God.
我的心啊，这个我字跟羡慕中间有个心，我的心羡慕可想神的愿意。
So first, my soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord.
第一个心是气息的意思，是气啊。
Soul talks about the breath that we have.
意思是说，好像鱼啊，它不是羡慕水而已啊，它是如果没有水就会死掉。
As a fish, not only does the fish like water, fact is, without water, the fish would die.
所以说，当你把鱼抓上岸上的时候啊，它是很想说，我赶快回到水里面去。这可想就是这样的意思。它一羡慕，可想就是表示说，它非有这个，不只是羡慕而已。它离开这个就不可以，就会死。
The yearning and the fainting that is described here of the soul is a desire not only of a liking, but in fact connotes the fact that without it, the person would die.
我的心肠表示我们里面的那些个性情感的表达。
The soul also encompasses our emotion, the expression of our feelings.
肉体是我们的身体。
The flesh, of course, is our physical body.
所以这里提到说，我们对神的渴慕是一个全人的，因为犹太人的观念呢是holistic, 就是说不是把灵魂体拆开，是整个人在一起的。
When we see this description here, we need to understand that the Jewish understanding of a person is a holistic understanding. They do not separate a person into spirit, soul, and body.
因为那里面提到什么？为什么我要需要这样的渴慕？因为我们的神是永生的神。
Then here it describes to us why is it that the soul and the heart yearns and cries out to God? Because God is the living God.
他那里提到不是说只有神是存到永远，他是赐给人生命的神。
Living God does not only mean that he is a God who will live forever, but also he is a God who gives life.
他给我们的身心灵要更新掌权的神。
So our soul, our spirit, our body, they would be renewed and they will grow in God.
我们一个人最重要的就是要我们的身心灵要得到从神来那边的医治跟复兴更新跟祝福。
As God's children, what's most important for us is that our entire person, our spirit, soul, and body must receive the renewal and must receive the healing from God on a constant basis.
有时候我们人太注重就是我的福气就是要那些看得见摸得到钱财升官祝福等等。
Oftentimes, what we consider as blessings are those things that we can see, we can touch. They have to do with money or possessions or promotions in this society or in our jobs. And these are what we consider as blessings.
但是神说那个真正的祝福是我们整个全身心灵都能够得到神的啊医治，神的拯救啊，神的啊，在神里面有安息。
But the blessings from God, from God's perspective, is that we would be saved in Him, that we will be healed, and that we will find rest in Him.
如果我们赚得了全世界，但是没有得到神的拯救救恩，有一天我们还是要面对上帝的审判，我们也不知道我们死的那一刻要去哪里。
If we can earn this entire world, yet we do not know where our future lies and where life is after death, then what is the meaning of having this, the possession of the entire world?
所以诗人就告诉我们，他用了几个神的名字提醒我们，上帝要赐给我们的福气都跟他的名有关系的。
And so that is why the psalmist here reminds us that all the blessings that we can receive, the true blessings, they have to do not only with God, but also with the names of God.
我们人最重要就是认识我们的信仰对象，认识我们的神是什么样的神。
For us, the most important thing for a person is to know who God is, to know who is this God that we trust and believe in.
他这里提到说耶和华万军之神。
Here, it starts out by saying God is the Lord Almighty.
耶和华是神所启示给以色列人的名字，是跟神跟人 立约跟立约的神是所恩信实慈爱的神，跟人立约的神。
The word Lord is the name of God, which is Jehovah. And this name entails who God is, which he is the God who's made the covenant, the everlasting covenant, with his own people.
今天神要施恩给我们世界上的每一个人，他就借着耶稣基督跟我们立了一个新约。
God is a God who makes covenants with his people and covenants of love. And today, as Christians, we receive a new covenant that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
万军之神，意思是说神是全能的神。
Almighty describes God being the Lord of hosts, and it describes that it depicts God as one who is all powerful.
他不但创造世界，他可以使无变有，使死人复活的神。
Not only is he the God of creation, the creator of all heaven and earth, he is also a God who triumphs over death. He is a God who can raise the dead into life.
雅各的神知道说，神是在历史当中掌管人命运的神。
God of Jacob.Entails the God who is a God who is in control of human history.
你看呢，今天犹太人他们还会复国，就表示神的预言、神的话永远不改变的一个最大的证据。犹太人亡国了一千多年还会复国。
The fact that we see in history that the Jewish nation was destroyed, but then it came back together and was established once again, and as if it was resurrected, that shows.The power of God and His control in human history.
因为神在历史上拣选的以色列人的祖先雅各，然后他们的子孙就成为犹太人的国度。
Because God chose the father of Israel, which is Jacob, and so because of His choosing, His election, that the nation of Israel is also chosen by God.
然后，但是他告诉他们，如果他们拜偶像离开神，会被抛到万国去。
Of course, God also told them that if they disobey Him and rebel against Him, then they, as a people, would be dispersed and would be sent among all nations.
但是有一天他们悔改了，神会让他们复国再回来。
But one day, if they repent, when they repent, the nation will be restored before God.
然后就也预言到说，将来以色列人他会复国。
以色列人，
对，就是说。你看世界上很多国家亡国了500年，他就不可能再复国。
And there are also prophecies that talks about how the Israelites or the Israel nation will be restored. You understand in history that there are many nations after it had been destroyed over 500 years, there is no chance for that kingdom or nation to be restored.
但是以色列人，你看将近2000年，他们复国了，所以当以色列复国了，1947年那一年。有很多人就信了耶稣。
But for the Jews, after some 2,000 years, in the year 1947, the nation of Israel is once again reestablished.
因为圣经讲的话都会实现的。
Because every word of the scripture will come to pass.
然后我们再来看、第二段的经文、对不起，第一段的经文的后半段。
Now let's look at the second part of the first section.
他说为什么我们的生命离不开神呢、啊、
Why is it that our lives, human lives, are inseparable from the life of God?
他就用燕子跟麻雀来做一个比喻。
The psalmist uses the sparrow and the swallow as an example.
他说你看麻雀在神的殿里面找到房屋。
Even sparrows found a home in the house of God.
燕子在里面做了窝。
And the swallows nest herself in the temple of God.
在那边延繁衍下一代。
And they have their young there.
你知道燕子跟麻雀是最不值钱的东西。
Sparrows and swallows, they're the birds of insignificant value.
他们是你看在圣经里面、啊、就讲说、麻雀五只麻雀不是只有卖两分钱吗
？In the Gospels, you see when Jesus was talking to his disciples, he said, "Aren't five sparrows sold for two cents?"
但是你看麻雀到处都有，人家也不重视它。
And so, even though sparrows are everywhere, and they have a large number of sparrows in this world, yet no one pays attention to them.
但是他在神那边就觉得得到照顾。
Yet they can find shelter and care in the house of God.
他们有安全，有安息，有神的同在，有神的供应。
They can find protection. They can find rest. They can find provision, and they can find care inside the house of God.
他意思就是说，凡是来到神殿中里的人。每一个都愿意成为神、接受神做他们的接受耶稣做他的救主人都成为神的儿女都要得到上帝的眷顾跟 赐福
And so here it tells us that anyone who would find shelter in the house of God everyone who is willing to place themselves under the protection and provision of God they will find true blessings from God
而且我们也要让我们的子女在神的殿里面成长
We also need to entrust our children so that they may grow up in the house of God
用神的原则来教导他们，让他们从小认识主，到老也不偏离。
That we would teach them the principles from God, and the teachings of the Scripture to raise them so that they will have the Word of God with them, until they've grown and until they're in their old age.
因为我们人来到神的圣所里面，是我们身心灵会得着医治、更新、安息的地方。
When we come into the house of God, that is the place where we can find healing, that's where we can find peace, and that's where we can find rest.
在多年前我认识一个弟兄他是从印尼来。
I know a brother from Indonesia.
他那时候是非法移民也没有身份他在做一个餐馆。
When I met him, he was an illegal immigrant and he was working in a restaurant.
所以他、跟他太太常常他要来教会，要来找神。
And so he would come to church along with his wife.
但是他不敢进到教堂里面来。
But he is afraid to step foot in the church itself.
所以他就在停车场，教会的停车场，教堂的停车场，在那边跟他太太两个人在车子里面流泪，跟神讲话。
So they would drive into the parking lot of the church and they would stay in the car and both him and his wife, they would pray together and they would shed tears.
将他们心里的痛苦、忧伤和需要就告诉神。
And in their prayers, they would express to God their pain, their suffering, and their hurts.
他们不敢进到教会里面，他们认为说我们没有资格进去。
The reason, what kept them from stepping into the church building itself is because they feel that they are unworthy and they do not deserve to be inside the church.
到后来他们信了耶稣以后，他们做见证，我们才知道说，哦，原来当年他们在人生最痛苦、最困难的时候，他们只能在停车场那边向神哀求。
After they received Jesus Christ and as they were giving their testimony of their salvation, it is then did we learn that during the times of their lives, when it was the darkest and when it was the most miserable, they were actually in the parking lot of the church seeking the Lord's protection.
他们不知道说，事实上 神的家是为每一个人开的。
They did not realize at the time that the house of God, that the doors of the house of God is open to everyone.
神的家，神的恩典是要给每一个信靠他的人。
The house of God and the blessings of God is ready to be given to everyone who would place their trust in God.
后来他们信了耶稣，虽然身份啊什么都没有改变。
Later on, they believed in God, but yet they still do not have the proper status to stay in the States.
但是他们的生命改变了，他们的心改变了。
But their lives has changed and their hearts have been transformed.
就像我跟我太太一样。
Like my wife and myself.
我们以前虽然都在台湾的时候生活都很好，也收入也都不错。
When we had our lives in Taiwan, we were making a pretty good living and we were enjoying our lives.
但是我们生活上缺少没有安息，我们夫妻虽然是相爱，但是没有办法相处。
But we really did not have a peace and a rest that is in our household. We did love each other, but we could not get along with each other.
有很多彼此之间有很多的纷争跟伤害。
And so we were always arguing with each other, we're always fighting and we hurt each other.
一直到我们都一起信耶稣到神的殿里面成为神的儿女以后，我们才看到我们是罪人，需要耶稣基督，然后得救以后，我们真的生命才改变，才得到上帝的真正的恩典跟祝福。
It wasn't until we came to the Lord and have been saved that we entered into the house of God did we find the true peace and the blessing that we need for our lives.
但是这里提到什么意思呢？
So what does this verse mean?
他说一个有福人不只是说来到神的圣殿里面，他没有什么要成为什么一个人需要赞美神，不断的赞美神的人。
A person, when a person comes into the house of God, not only is the person inside the house of God, this person must be a person who would be ever more praising God.
神吸引我们到他面前来，不是因为这个教堂美。
God attracts us into His house not because the church building looks nice.
因为我们里面有神的恩典，弟兄姐妹摆出来的见证美。
But it is because the lives that's lived by the brothers and sisters in the church, because the testimonies that we have for God is a beautiful testimony.
因为我们每一个人来到这里蒙恩了以后，我们真的是感恩，把神的恩典也愿意分享出来。
Because we came to the house of God, those who belong to God.Receive God's blessing and the love of God is lived out in our lives and the blessings from God is shared by us to those who come into contact with us.
我们来到教会以后，当我们得救不久以后，我们受到很多弟兄姐妹的关怀跟帮助。
After we came to know the Lord, we received a lot of the help and care, and friendship from many of the brothers and sisters.
他说我怎么，我们就跟他讲说，我怎么能够向你报答啦，感恩，向你感恩呢？
And so we would say, well, how can we repay you and thank you for all the love and care you've shown us?
他说你不需要，因为那个是上帝爱你，所以将来等你在有更多的成长的时候，你也照样可以帮助那些有需要的人，在身心灵上面帮助他们，让他们认识耶稣基督。
And they would say, well, you don't need to repay me because all of these things I do, I've done it in service of God, and it is because God loves you. If you want to repay anyone, you will repay Jesus Christ himself by showing your love and care to those around you.
所以我们今天的第一个心愿就是说，让我们的圣殿里面，让神的家是充满一个感恩、有见证的地方。
And so the first wish that we have in this new year would be that this place as the house of God would be a place where it would be full of thanksgiving and would be a place full of testimonies of love.
因为我们是蒙了恩典，所以我们知道恩典的宝贵，也愿意去分享。
Because we receive the grace from God, and so we would like to share the beauty and the sweetness of this grace to everyone who comes into our midst.
昨天有一位姐妹分享说，她因为她的家人她的儿女生病了，她才认识上帝的恩典跟爱。
A sister gave a testimony yesterday that she came to know the Lord because her daughter was sick and because they see the protection and provision of God through the sickness and the illness that they came to know God himself.
因为当她的家人生病的时候，她做母亲的，她说我恨不得 就是我替他 受苦或是替他受死，只要他能够好起来，只要他能够起来，我付上什么代价都愿意。
Yeah, she said that she sees her loved one suffering from the illness, she felt deeply helpless, and she would do anything even to take over the suffering from her loved one.
后来因为这样他才明白说，为什么神差遣耶稣基督为我们这些不配的罪人死在十字架上，他都希望我们能够接受他罪得赦免，能够得到永生，成为神的儿女。为什么他愿意牺牲，让我们能够得着这不配的恩典呢？
And because of her own personal experience, she then came to understand why is it, so she came to understand the love of God. Why is it that God loves us so much that he had to send his only son and to sacrifice the life of his son in order for us to be saved?
因为这样他才真正的对神的爱有了解。
And because of this experience, she then fully understood the love of God.
你看，当麻雀在神的殿中都得到照顾，那我们人岂不比麻雀更宝贵吗？
So if even the sparrows receive this kind of protection and provision in the house of God, wouldn't we receive even more protection and care from God in the house of God?
耶稣讲说，你看天上的飞鸟不种也不收，神都养活它，你们岂不比天上的飞鸟更宝贵吗？
Jesus Christ himself said that you see the birds flying in the skies.They do not sow, they do not reap, yet they are provided by God himself. And you are worth far more than the birds. So wouldn't the Father provide for you?
以前我们有弟兄他们在奇异公司上班，因为裁员很多人几万人的工程师还有那个员工都被裁掉。
We knew people who worked for GE, and during the time of layoffs, tens and thousands of people were being laid off from that company.
但是他们被裁员的很多人有基督徒，也有一些不是基督徒了。
And many who were laid off, of course, were Christians, and there are many who were laid off who are not Christians.
那里面有基督徒的弟兄，他就说：“哎，我们把所有GE的同事被裁员都招来。”我们开一个被裁员的感恩聚会。
And a brother, a Christian brother who is among those who were laid off, he organized a gathering. He says, let's call this gathering a Thanksgiving gathering among all those who are the GE employees who had been laid off.
被裁员要庆祝一下，就是说啊，是上帝的恩典。
We need to celebrate being laid off because even in this, we see it is the blessings of God.
有很多人他不是信徒了，他被裁员的时候觉得非常非常的难过。
There are those who had been laid off, they're not Christians, and of course they'd be very sad and depressed.
因为他甚至也不愿意让家里人知道，他每天夹着公司包还是出去好像是上班的样子。
There are those who could not even share the news with the family, and so they would still pretend to go to work each day. In the morning, they would get dressed and bring their briefcase, and they would leave home.
然后过了一年，寄出的履历表有好几百张，都是没有回应的。
And throughout an entire year, sending out hundreds of resumes without hearing back from any.
所以很多人心情就非常非常的坏。
And so there are many who are very depressed.
但是为什么这个我们的弟兄他说感恩见证会呢？
But why is it that our brother could even call a Thanksgiving meeting in the middle of the layoff?
他说你看。天上的飞鸟神都看顾，难道我们是神的儿女他不看顾吗？
Because he understood that if even the birds in the skies are taken care of by God, would we not be taken care of by God?
而且你看看，当我们不去上班的时候，我们跟神更加亲近，跟家人的关系都修复了，跟儿女更加亲近，反而享受到从所未有的家庭的温暖。
Because he was out of work, he was able to spend time with his family and restore some of the relationships in the family. And so he was able to experience a time of sweetness that he was not able to experience before.
你看，因为神的家里面有让人更新、成长、安息、奉献、感恩，它就是美。
Because in the house of God, you can find rest, you can find peace, you can find thanksgiving, and you can find provision.
所以我们今年的第一个心愿就是说，我们要把我们的感恩见证摆出来。
And so the first wish of this new year is that we want to have the desire to show forth our gratitude to God.
会幕里面哦，它事实上就是预表神借着耶稣基督要给我们人最大的祝福。
In the tabernacle or the tent of meeting, the tent itself is a representation of the place and the desire of God, which is that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to have a place to fellowship with his people.
你从东边一进来的时候有一个祭坛。
From the east side, as you enter into the tent of meeting, there is an altar.
那个耶稣基督就是他要代替我们罪的，把我们的所有的罪都放在他身上，把罪的刑罚都拿走。
Jesus Christ himself is the offering on that altar, and that all of our sins and trespasses are laid on him so that he may remove it from us.
我们世人不能得到神的恩典，最大的问题就是罪。
People of this world cannot receive the blessing from God. The biggest problem is because we have sin.
我们的骄傲、自私等等记恨，让我们不但跟神隔离，而且我们也跟人很多的问题。
Our selfishness, our pride, our hatred towards others, all of these things culminate in our heart, and they're the display of our sins, which prevents us from having an interaction with God.
然后要敬拜神，得到神的恩典，第一个当然要把罪除去，第二个是蓝色，是洗濯盆，是把一切的污秽要洗掉。
And so in order for us to interact with God and to come into his presence, of course, the first problem we need to resolve is the issue of sin. And the second thing we see here is the laver, which is the place where we would, it's a cleansing of washing. We need to cleanse ourselves to approach God.
然后进去以后里面有饼跟金灯台。
And further in the court, it is the showbread and also it is the candles.
饼表示耶稣基督就是我们生命的满足。
The showbread represents the fullness of provision that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们人活着不是靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Because men live not by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
然后金灯台表示耶稣是世上的光，我们跟随他就不在黑暗里面。
And the display of the golden lampstand represents the fact that Jesus Christ himself is the light of this world and that we no longer live in darkness.
然后在过去有个祭这个香坛，这是献跟神祷告相会的地方。
Then there is another altar where we can come to meet God.
然后再进去至圣所里面有神的施恩宝座。
Then further into the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, it is where the seat of God is placed.
里面有三样东西。
There are three things placed inside the ark.
第一个是神的赦罪的那个遮盖的施恩座。
First, you see the seat of mercy, in which God would forgive the sin of mankind.
不管世界上的人再罪大恶极的人，他只要诚心来到耶稣基督的十字架求主的赦免跟他祷告，他必定蒙赦免。
Anyone in this world who no matter what kind of a life they live, no matter what kind of a sin or crime they've committed, if they truly trust in God and would come before God and ask for forgiveness and would repent of their sins, they will receive God's mercy.
然后在柜子里面有三样东西，一个是亚伦花过亚的木杖。
Then the three articles that are placed inside the ark, first of them is the staff of Aaron that has budded.
一个木杖会花芽会结果，表示神是从死的会让它变成活的。
A wooden staff that can bud shows us that God is a God of resurrection, that he can bring life out of death.
我们信耶稣的人虽然死了，但是也必复活。
As Christians who believe in God, yes, we will die physically, but we will also be resurrected.
所以我们信耶稣的人呢，我们的亲人先走了，没有关系，有一天我们还在天上重相逢。
And so those of us who belong to God know that our family members who are in the Lord, we may not see them anymore if they've passed away, but we know that in the Lord, we will one day see them in heaven.
我们在座有 Michael 他的太太 Lily 我们当然很怀念我们的弟兄 Michael 在前 前一两天到耶稣那里去，但是我们要安慰莉莉，说将来我们都可以在天上见到 Michael。
You know that our dear brother Michael passed away a few days ago, and his widow is here with us. And of course, when we miss the brother, but we also comfort our sister because we know that we will see the brother one day in heaven.
里面还有一个神赐给摩西的十诫两块石板。
Inside the ark is also the tablets that contain the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses.
还有一罐马拉，就是神从天上赐粮食给以色列人，他们放在一个罐子里面。
And there is also a jar of manna. Manna, of course, is the food, the heavenly food that were given to the Israelites when they were in the wilderness.
所以这三样都是表示神啊。跟我们的生命有关系，神是给我们话语，也是跟我们生命有关系。是啊，神的全能掌管一切，神赐给我们马拉，也都是跟我们生命有关系。
The manna is tied to the life and the sustenance that God gave for our lives. Because as God provided for the Israelites on a daily basis, He will continue to sustain us and provide for us of our daily needs.
神的路为什么美？因为我们重走的同伴美。
Why is the path of God a lovely path, because God Himself is lovely.
因为我们同行的伙伴都同样有一个生命，同样一个生命的目标。
When we are on this pilgrimage and on this path to see God, and as we walk together with all the other believers, why is that a blessing from God? Because we share the same heart and we share the same goal.
我们走的路程，神为我们安排的路，有高山，有低谷，但是每一步都是恩典。
God prepares our path and our ways for us. There may be hills, there may be valleys, but every step of the way, God's blessing would always accompany us.
而且我们在走路的时候常常没有力气，但是神应许给我们，让我们力上加力。
When we walk and when we continue to walk, we may become tired, we may be exhausted, but God Himself will strengthen us and He will add to our strength.
圣经告诉我们，这个世界有一天都会过去。
The Bible tells us that one day this world will pass away.
但是神为我们预备了一个新天新地，那是在永恒里面永不震动的国。
But God has planned for us a new heaven and a new earth, and that kingdom of God is a kingdom that would be on firm foundation that would never be shaken.
在那里没有生病，没有死亡，没有眼泪，没有痛苦。
There will be no sickness and no death. There will be no tears and there will be no suffering.
在那里的人每一个都真正的彼此相爱，不会再任何的伤害。
In the kingdom of God, everyone would love one another and there will be true love and true peace and true joy and no one would hurt another.
因为我们有共同一个目标，那个目的的达到的终点的目的是非常的美。
Because we have the same goal, we have the same destination, when we reach it,We will rejoice together.
而且我们一边走一边赞美啊，一面赞美那个和声的美。
And as we proceed together, we can proceed with joy, and we can proceed with praises and singing from our hearts.
基督徒的美是因为啊，我们同有一个信仰，一起走天路，非常的美。
The beauty of a Christian life is that the Christian life and this path of this pilgrimage.And the path to sanctification is walked together, in unity.
我们越走应该越没有力，为什么这么写说力上加力呢？
So typically, as we walk and as we proceed, we will grow more and more tired. But why is it that here it tells us the exact opposite, that we will go from strength to strength?
不晓得有没有人跑过50公里的马拉松？
I don't know if anyone have ran the 50-kilometer marathon.
你是越跑越有力量，或是越跑越没有力量啦？
If you run, do you run and your strength adds to the strength, or do you run and the strength leaves the strength?
我在高中的时候我就跑过一次五十公里。
When I was in high school, I ran a 50K.
那个主办单位非常的有意思。
And the organizing body, they had set up this race very interestingly.
他说你们要三个一起跑，要一组要三个人，然后三个人一起跑，跑到每一站都要盖一个章，要三个人一起跑，跑到终点的话，那个才算分数了。
They established teams of threes, And the rule is that when you run the marathon, you have to all three pass each checkpoint, all stamp at each checkpoint, and finally arrive at the destination together as a team in order for you to consider that you finished the race.
后来我才知道为什么要三个一起跑。
I later on realized why we need to have three runners per team.
当然我们一开始跑的时候我们一边跑一边唱歌一边讲话，但是后来越来越累，因为腿越来越重。
We started off very happily and we were talking, we were chatting, we were singing, but as the race went on, we stopped singing and talking to each other because the legs have gotten heavier and heavier.
后来我有些人我就抽筋了，就在地上不能跑。
I started cramping a ways down and I could not run anymore.
那我就在地上就要把腿这样，他们两个人就踢我的腿，然后就站起来。
And so my teammates, they would come and help me stretch out on my legs, and so they would help me up.
然后起来的时候，我们就说，哎，我们三个手牵手，然后一边跑一边是 one two three, one two three, 一直跑。
And then so the final part of the race, we held hand in hand and we ran and we counted off one two three, one two three.
哎，跑了一半，后来又另外一个人抽筋，我们又让他休息，又把他腿踢一踢，又再起来跑。
Halfway through, another teammate started cramping in the legs, and so we helped them stretch the legs out, and then we helped them up, and we continued on our race.
力上加力的意思就是说，我们在跑天路的时候，可能有些人软弱，但是神加给某一些人有力量，他的借着他的力量，神就借着他，让我们再重新得力。
From strength to strength describes this activity as the race is being run by a team, and that when someone becomes weak, someone else may have the strength to support the one that is weak.
我们不可以一个人做基督徒。
We cannot be Christian, a Christian by ourselves.
就像我们年轻人，他们一起在一起的时候，他们很 open, 他们把自己的困难啊，什么什么都讲出来的时候，我们就从中间神就帮助互相的互助，大家就一起重新得力。
We especially see this among our youth when they come together and when they share the struggles that they face. Then we learn of this, and the group together, the brothers and sisters, will be able to support the person who is in need, and we'll be able to pray for them.
所以神的路美有挑战有困难，但是美是因为我们人一群人一同走的时候。
And so the path to sanctification, this pilgrimage, is a lovely one because, not because the path itself is lovely, but because we have a shared similar goal and destination, and that destination and goal is lovely.
最后提到说我们的神是至善至美，所以我们信靠他的人是何等的有福。
Finally, it tells us that because our God is good, because our God is perfect,And so those who trust in him would be blessed.
神的居所就是会幕，是神同在的地方。他跟恶人的帐篷是个对比的。
The dwelling place of God, or the tent of the meeting, where God resides, is in a stark contrast to the tent of an evil man.
他说，我宁可在神的殿里面住一天，也胜过在恶人的帐篷里面住千日。
The psalmist says, better is one day in the courts of God than 1,000 days somewhere else.
因为神是日头跟盾牌。
Because God is the sun and he is the shield.
日头表示医治，还有给我们方向，所以神是荣耀的主。
Sun represents healing and represents direction. And so we know that the sun represents the help we receive from God.
我们跟随神的人在世上可能人家不认识你，但是到有一天我们跟神进到荣耀里面去，你就会知道说，哎呀，原来信靠神是一生最荣耀的事情。
On earth, others may not recognize us as one belonging to God, but one day we will be in the house of God, we will be in heaven, and we will, and everyone will realize that the best place to be would be in the presence of God.
你看看世界上的人为了像这个运动啊，为了争什么 football 冠军啊，他们花了好多时间啊，努力啦，就是只是得到一个奖杯奖牌，暂时的荣耀。
Many people, they love to enter into competition and they strive to win the trophy at the end. And they would spend time, money, efforts, into obtaining what at the end is just a piece of trophy.
当时 当神耶稣再来的时候，这世界上一切都毁灭的时候，你那些奖牌奖杯哦，地上的整个曼哈顿都是你的，又是怎么样呢？
You may have plenty of trophies or awards to display. Maybe you own the entire Manhattan, but on the day of the Lord, when you have to see him face to face, what are all these things that you possess? What do they account for?
圣经讲的荣耀有两个意思，一个说神本身就是荣耀的。
The glory of God, as it's described in the scripture, has two meanings. One is that God, he himself, is glorious.
第二个，神的救恩是荣耀，拯救我们，我们得救这件事情是最荣耀的不过的事情。
Secondly, the glory of God describes the salvation of God, because there is nothing more glorious than the fact that God himself would provide the salvation for us.
你看看，神拯救我们最这样卑微的人，让他成为创造万物的主宰的儿女，这本身就是一个荣耀。
God, he is a God of heaven and earth. He himself sent down his son Jesus Christ to die for you and me who are the created. That itself is glorious.
有一天世界上这些人以为骄傲什么东西通通都不见的时候，只有最真实的神的国、神的救恩、神的儿女留下来，那才是真的荣耀。
The true honor and the true glory are not the things that we can find on this earth. The true glory and the true honor are the things that would remain after the coming of Christ, the second coming of Christ, when all things of this world would be burned away, and what would remain is the kingdom of God and the people of God, and that which would remain are most honorable and most glorious.
真正的荣耀就是能够存到永久的不受任何的时代的改变，它会失去那些价值，那才是真正荣耀。
True honor and true glory are things that would stand the test of time, that they would not only be temporal, but they will last forever.
盾牌就是上帝的恩典跟保护。
Shield describes God's grace and his protection.
所以我们走天路的人，我们有一个方向就向着日头向着神那边走。
So those of us who are on this pilgrimage to see God, we have the sun which gives us the direction and gives us the strength.
所以 C.S. Lewis 他就勉励我们每一个信徒。
And so C.S. Lewis says, as an encouragement to the believers,
他说我们每一个信徒都有一个荣耀的重担。
That every believer has a glorious burden to carry.
我们把我们的儿女把我们的亲友带到真正神的荣耀永恒的国度里面，这是神给我们的负担。
We would bring our children, our families, our friends, those we know around us, we would bring them into the grace of God. That is our burden.
但是因为他们可能会反对，他们可能不愿意，可能跟我们的关系非常不好，可能很多的世界的引诱让他们离开神的道路，让我们心里很难过，这也是重担。
But we also see people that we love and we care for around us who rejects God or rebel against God or would not follow the instructions of God, that would cause us pain in our hearts, and those are all our burdens as well.
所以圣经勉励我们说，谁是我们的荣耀啦？谁是我们的冠冕呢？
And so the Bible reminds us, who is our glory and who is our crown?
所以当我们有一天我们所爱的人所带领的人都能够一同站在神面前的时候，那就是他们就是我们的荣耀，我们的冠冕。
And so one day when we stand before God, if we have brought anybody that we care for, anyone that we know to the salvation, to know God, they will become our glory and they will become our crown.
有一次一个老传道人他就做了一个见证。
As an old minister, old preacher, he gave this testimony.
是神保罗牧师。
This is Pastor Paul Shen.
他的儿子讲说，有一天啊，他说我知道我的爸爸很爱我，但是我的爸爸不会留下什么东西都给我。
He says, I know that my father loves me, but I also know that my father does not have much to leave with me when he dies.
但是我爸爸把最宝贵的耶稣基督的救恩介绍给我了。
But my father has introduced to me and have shared with me the most precious gift, which is the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我知道当有一天当我们在在新天新地耶稣再来我们在他的面前的那一天的时候，我爸爸会对我这么讲。
And I know that in the new heaven and new earth, when one day we will see Jesus Christ again, and we will meet in heaven, and I will say to my father.
我知道我爸爸会站在前面，他会看到我站在后面不远的地方，他就跟我讲说 ，See, son, I told you it's true.
I will see him standing in the front at the gathering before God, and I will stand a ways back, and I will see my father turn around and say to me, "See, son, what I told you was true."
他说，孩子看到吧，我跟你讲的是真的。我一生没有什么东西留给你，但是我把最好的耶稣给你。
I do not have much to give you in this life, but I have given you what is the best in this life, and that is the life of Jesus Christ.
他说那个沈乔治牧师啊 ，George Shen， 他就讲说，他说那一天我一定会跟我爸爸讲啊，说爸爸，你知道我多么爱你，我多么爱你。
Pastor George Shen, who is the son of Paul Shen, says, "On that day, I will respond to my father, Dad. You know how much I love you, and indeed, I love you."
所以说，今年我们三个喜愿，第一个让神的殿成为一个充满感恩敬拜的地方。
So may this be the wishes of our hearts for this year. First is that the house of God, which we are at, will become a house that bears witnesses.To show our gratefulness to God.
第二个就让我们成为在朝圣所当中的喜乐的一员。
And the second wish would be that we will be among those who rejoices on the pilgrimage to see God, to meet God.
彼此勉励，彼此加力。
That we would encourage one another, and that we would add from strength to strength for each one.
第三个，让我们背负了荣耀的重担，向着神，向着日头，倚靠他直走。
Thirdly, we would carry that burden, the glorious burden on our hearts, and we would march forward by the direction of the Son, who is God Himself.
因为到那一天，我们所带领的人就是我们的荣耀，就是我们的冠冕。
On that day, we know that those that we lead to Christ would be our glory and would be our honor.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你借着诗篇八十四篇给我们三个新年的心愿。
Dear God, we thank you that through Psalm 84, you show us a pattern of the wishes we would make for a new year.
但愿我们今天在你面前重新立志。
May we make the resolution before you this morning.
以帮助我们记得我们在你面前所许的愿。
And help us to fulfill these promises and the resolutions that we make before you.
这世界上的一切眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲、肉体的情欲都会过去。
Because the things of this world, its passion and its desires will go away.
只有遵行神的旨意才是存到永远的。
But only those who do the will of God will remain and last forever.
我们但愿我们在座的每一个人，没有一个人不是得救的。
There is not single one of us who would not receive the salvation.
有一天我们在天上，我们不但今生我们在教会里面一同敬拜赞美主，有一天我们在天上，我们都彼此都在那里。
And not only will we be together singing praises to you here on earth, but one day we will be in heaven and we will together raise our voices to sing to you and sing praises to you.
不但是这样，而且我们的亲人，我们的朋友也都在那里。
Not only will we be there, but we will see our family and our friends there with us as well.
谢谢你向我们施恩。
Thank you for being gracious to us, and thank you for your blessings.
听我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.